That was Dragon's Blade, My Theme Song by Dia GXSCC Hater and Dread. Want to also help my buddy Aaron Hickman out. And he released an album on his birthday, which you can find at dyamusic.bandcamp.com/releases. And his album is called Neon Dreams. It is $6 to purchase, and you get 13 awesome tracks for that $6. It is well worth the money. And definitely support Aaron and other musicians that you find on Bandcamp. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Radical Retro Roundup. I'm Joseph Coppola, your guide, your transport, your dungeon master to the retro realm. Today, I have something different and pretty special. I'll be counting down the top 31, yes, 31, top 80s cartoon theme songs. This was absolutely the hardest thing I've ever done for the podcast to date, which is saying something. Honestly, why this is a top 31 and not a top 10 or 20 was quite frankly that I just could not break it down to that small of a number. And, more is better, right? I know some people are not going to be happy with the list, or the order, or what appeared and what didn't appear. This is in no way a definitive list by any means. It's just, it's for fun. It's you driving down the road, listening to some cartoon theme songs, and maybe, if you're playing it loud enough, maybe get embarrassed because the car next to you maybe looks at you a little weird because, you're playing the My Little Pony theme song from the speakers, but that's how it is. So let's start the countdown off with number 31, which is The Raccoons.
This is the evergreen forest. Quiet, peaceful, serene. That is until Bert Raccoon wakes up. Luckily, he has some good friends to help him out. Life would be simple in the forest, except for Cyril Sneer. And his life would be simple, except for the raccoons.
The Raccoons was a Canadian-produced cartoon, and with that being said, we're going to go across the pond to the good old UK, where we find our next track, number 30, Count Duckula.
For many centuries to a dreadful dynasty of vicious vampire ducks, the Counts of Duckula. Legend has it that these foul beings can be destroyed by a stake through the heart or exposure to sunlight. This does not suffice, however, for they may be brought back to life by means of a secret rite that can be performed once a century when the moon is in the eighth house of Aquarius.
Blood.
Are you getting?
The latest reincarnation did not run according to plan.
In the heart of Transylvania, in the Vampire Hall of Fame, yeah, there's not a vampire in any other.
No cure.
He won't bite, beast,
Duckula.
Now, this next cartoon started off as a French comic book and was rather successful over in France, but blew up globally when it was brought over to the U.S. to be made into a fun little cartoon called The Smurfs.
Can be.
Next time you're feeling blue, just let the smile begin. Happy things will come to you.
Now smurf yourself a grin.
Ooh, I hate smurfs. I'll get you. I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do.
This next theme song is a prime example of a theme song actually being better than the show itself, and proof that not necessarily was the cartoon good that made me place the theme song where it was. This is one of those theme songs I literally bounced this from like the top 10 to the top 20 and ended up putting it here, which I think I'm pretty content with. And it's Silverhawks.
Tally-ho!
Wings of silver, birds of steel.
Silverhawks!
Hardly metal, hardly real.
Silverhawks!
Soaring through the highway of the heavens in their flight.
Silverhawks! A rainbow in the
listen to that guitar solo in that theme. Man, if that didn't get you pumped for that show, I don't know what would. Too bad the show would let you down. But this next song is for a cartoon that will not let you down. And coming in at number 27, who are you going to call? The Real Ghostbusters. Theme song makes me think it's 1984 all over again, and I'm looking for my proton pack. All right. And we go from busting ghosts to busting criminals. Number 26 on the list is Cops.
Cops, Central Organization of Police Specialists.
fighting crime in a future time, protecting Empire City from Big Boss and his gang of crooks.
On our list is a very lovable orange cat. Nope, not that one. No Garfield here. It's Heathcliff.
Heathcliff, Heathcliff, no one should terrify their neighborhood. But Heathcliff just won't be undone, playing pranks on everyone.
Was Heathcliff and the Cadillac Cats coming in at 25. Now, moving on to number 24, we have quite the opposite of the spectrum. We got some rodents here that want to sing for you. Here's Alvin and the Chipmunks. Leave the side of our good friend David Seville and let me take you to the flip side with number 23, Kid Video.
Ha 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 ha! look like
cartoons.
You'll be my musical slaves forever.
I'll explain later. Let's go!
All right, now let's jump on our horse 3030 and let's ride off to number 22, Brave Star.
Texas floats deep in space. Sky of three suns, land of precious ore. The carrion rush brought outlaws by the score. And one day a lawman appeared with powers of pop, wolf, puma, and bear. Protector of peace, mystic man from afar. Champion of justice, martial brave star.
All right, we are back from New Texas, and we're back in the nursery, and we're here with some Muppet Babies, number 21.
Is everything all right in here?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, before we hit number 20, let's recap. 31, we had the Raccoons. Number 30, Count Duckula. Number 29 was the Smurfs. 28, Silverhawks. 27, the Real Ghostbusters. 26, Cops. 25, Heathcliff. 24, Alvin and the Chipmunks. 23, Kid Video. 22, Brave Star. And 21, Muppet Babies. And now, the number 20.
Yo, Joe!
We'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe, American hero. G.I. Joe is there.
It's G.I. Joe against Cobra the enemy, fighting to save the day. He never gives up, he's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air.
G.I. Joe!
G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose? To defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare.
G.I. Joe.
That was number 20, G.I. Joe. And coming in at 19, a Jim Henson favorite of mine, Fraggle Rock. But not just Fraggle Rock. This is Fraggle Rock, the animated series, which was slightly different than the live-action Muppet theme song.
bag of rock.
You know, I wonder what Red and Gobo and Mookie, Boober, and Weebly are up to. Oh, sorry. We are back. Number 18, we have Inspector Gadget. Number 18, Inspector Gadget. Inspector Gadget had a Super Nintendo game. Bet you didn't know that. And I bring that up because the next cartoon theme song that I have at number 17 was based on, basically name only, on a video game that was very popular in the early 80s called Pole Position.
From now on, like your parents were, you are the secret force of Pole Position.
They're moving real fast, they're the only ones who can get there on time.
Okay, sis.
And never too far behind, they are always fighting crime.
Stop trying, Dad. Ready when you are, Rhodey.
In the danger zone. Pretty soon they'll be off on a mission.
Hydrofoil mode, Rhodey.
Hydrofoil engaged, Dad.
Like the last theme, which was a family that had a stunt program that entertained people, we move on to a family that's not related. They are all bionically fused together and make up. They're basically a ripoff of Fantastic Four. I'm not going to kid anybody. They are the Bionic Six, coming in at number 16.
Future family.
A family brought together by faith and given superpowers through the miracle of modern science.
We leave number 16 and this bionic family for the Across the Pond. Again, at number 15, we have a mouse who is a little bit like James Bond. He tries to be, but he almost looks like a pirate because of his patch. But either way, here it is, number 15, Danger Mouse.
Thank you.
ever there is danger, he'll be there. He's the ace, he's amazing. He's the strongest, he's the quickest, he's the best. Danger Mouse. He's terrific, he's magnific. He's the bravest secret agent in the world. Danger Mouse, powerhouse. He's the fastest, he's the greatest, he's the best. Danger Mouse. Danger Mouse. Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse dropping bombs like they own the competition. Nah, I'm joking. So number 14 is one of our favorite Little Plumbers. I think you know who I'm talking about. He had a super show back in the day where they kind of rapped. Yeah, I think you know where I'm going. Number 14, Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
With the Mario Brothers and plumbing's a game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If your sink is in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers. A treat, so hang on to your seat. Get ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You'll meet Koopas and Troopas, the princess and the others. Hanging with the plumbers, you'll be hooked on the brothers to the brim.
All right, let's take the warp zone to outer space, where we meet up with some space explorers, and we're introduced to our number 13 classic theme song, Voltron.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. A mighty robot, loved by good, feared by evil. As Voltron's legend grew, peace settled across the galaxy. On planet Earth, a galaxy alliance was formed. Together with the good planets of the solar system, they maintained peace throughout the universe. Until a new horrible menace threatened the galaxy. Voltron was needed once more. This is the story of the super force of space explorers. Specially trained and sent by the Alliance to bring back Voltron. Defender of the Universe.
How do you like that? Voltron. My first podcast was on Voltron. The very first episode, we covered Voltron the Lion Force. It was just me talking just like I am today with the US's theme songs. But of course, obviously, I got into history and stuff like that. It was like a year ago. Well over a year ago. That's ancient history. The show's gotten much better since then. Might be questionable with this episode, but hey, you know, it's all good. Let's move on to number 12 and take a trip down to Duckburg. And here we go.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a
watch behind you. There's a stranger out to find you. What to do? Just grab onto some DuckTales. Ooh. Every day they're out there making DuckTales. Ooh. Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales. Ooh. Every day they're out there making DuckTales. Ooh. Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales. Ooh. Not ponytails or cocktails, no DuckTales.
Now we go from outside Duckburg to our number 11 theme on our countdown, Transformers.
Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots raise their panel to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons, the Transformers. Transformers, more than meets the eye. Transformers.
All right, that was Transformers, Warriors of Cybertron. And before we get to number 10, what do you say we recap the last 10? So, coming in at number 20 was G.I. Joe. 19 was Fraggle Rock. 18, Inspector Gadget. 17, Pole Position. 16, Bionic 6. 15, Danger Mouse. Number 14, Super Mario Bros. Super Show. Number 13, Voltron. Number 12, DuckTales. Number 11, Transformers. And the start to the top 10 80s cartoon theme songs is A Man from Eternity.
And the masters of the universe. I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"By the power of Grayskull,
became the mighty Battle Cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. Together, we defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.
Man, oh man, can you believe it? We're already in the top 10. We know we were getting down to the nitty-gritty now, right? All right, so number 9 is a lovely, lovely theme song. I actually have an extended version of this, which I am not going to add here because it's like a 3-minute long song, but this is an incredible theme that's just rocking. And you'll see why it's in the top 10 for sure. It is number 9, Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers.
In 2086, two peaceful aliens journeyed to Earth, seeking our help. In return, they gave us the plans for our first hyperdrive, allowing mankind to open the doors to the stars. We have assembled a team of unique individuals to protect Earth and our allies. Courageous pioneers committed to the highest ideals of justice and dedicated to preserving law and order across the new frontier. These are the adventures of the Galaxy Rangers.
Into these worlds of unknown danger they ride. There are the Galaxy Rangers yielding the sky.
That theme right there really does get the blood going. That guitar, that heavy metal riff, I mean, it screams 80s, especially 80s hair band, but oh my god, such a good theme. Alright, so number 8, and let me tell you, these were all tight. This top 10 literally could be shifted any which way, and I'd be happy with it. This is my interpretation of what I decided to go with. And like I said in the beginning, this will probably not be for everybody, but it is what it is. But my number 8 is Spiral Zone.
Surrender or pay the consequences.
Earth's most powerful soldiers are Earth's last chance to fight the Spiral Zone.
Darkness has fallen on the victims of the Zone.
Number 7 is a personal favorite of mine. This actually sat at the number 1 spot for quite a while when I started making this list. And the inclusion of this song had to be on the list. And because of it, it actually made the list as big as it is. Because I kept saying, oh, okay, well, I'll remove it and I'll add this. And then I was like, no, it needs to be in there. It needs to be in there. So number 7 is Dino Saucers.
Used to be 4 ordinary teenagers. Until one day, we met some new friends from out of town. They were called Dino Saucers. My friends and I became the secret scouts, allies to these dinosaurs from outer space, and joined in their battles against Genghis Rex and the evil Tyrannos.
The dinosaurs are leaving, Bossasaur.
Well, follow them!
That was Dino Saucers coming in at number 7. Number 6 is proof that the competition is getting tougher for the number 1 80s cartoon theme song of all time. A lot of people had this at their number 1. A lot of people requested this as their number 1. And I put it at number 6. So I don't know what that says about me. Maybe I don't have good taste. Maybe I do. But here is Thundercats. Thundera 4, The Sewers of New York City. Coming in at number 5, it is those fabulous four turtles, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a half shell,
turtle power.
They're the world's most fearsome fighting team.
We're really here.
Ninja Turtles.
They're heroes in the half shell,
and they're green.
Hey, get a grip.
When the evil Shredder attacks, these turtle boys don't cut them no slack.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Splinter taught them to be ninja teams.
He's a radical rat.
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines.
That's a fact, Jack.
Raphael is cool but rude.
Give me a break.
Michelangelo is a party dude.
Coming in at number 4, Illusion is the ultimate weapon. It is Mobile Armored Strike Command, also known as MASK. Honestly, these last three are put on here and are in the place they are on this countdown for the simple fact that they are hard-hitting, they tell you the story, and they are not only getting you geared up for the cartoon you're going to watch, but it's something that is rememberable and sticks with you to the end and beyond. So number 3 on the countdown, Mighty Orbots.
Go, Mighty Orbots. They're joining together to fight for what's right everywhere. Mighty Orbots, protecting the world from the shadow of evil and doom. Orbots, tell me the justice and truth.
Oh, no.
Tor.
Boy.
How can you not get excited listening to that theme song? Oh, man. Just like... Oh, it's great. So, we go from Mighty Orbots, the number 3 best 80s cartoon theme song, to the number 2 best 1980s cartoon theme song. And she's outrageous. Truly, truly outrageous. Alright, so right now you are completely baffled because here we are. I'm about to reveal the number one 1980s cartoon theme song of all time, and I've pretty much played all the greats, and you can't figure out which one's left, right? Well, let's retrack our steps, starting with number 10, He-Man, Masters of the Universe. Number 9, Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers. Number 8, Spiral Zone. Number 7, Dino Saucers. Number 6, Thundercats. Number 5, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Number 4, Mask. Number 3, The Mighty Orbots. Number 2, Gem and the Holograms. And the number 1 1980s cartoon theme of all time, in my opinion, Jace and the Wheel Warriors. This is an incredible theme that just rocks you from point 1 to point 10 all the way at the end. It's amazing. I love it. Enjoy.
Thundering across the stars to save the universe from the monster minds, Jace searches for his father to unite the magic root and lead his lightning league to victory over the changing form of Saw Boss. Wheeled warriors explode into battle. Lightning strikes.
There's a power that comes from deep inside of you.
Well, there you have it. The Radical Retro Roundup Top 31 Cartoon Theme Songs of the 1980s. Please give me your feedback. JoeSucks, that's S-U-X, 30, at gmail.com. That is my very public email address. You are more than welcome to email me. Let me know what you would have done different. Let me know how you're liking the show. Let me know if you like episodes like this, because I'm sure I could come up with something else that's along the same lines when I don't have a co-host to bounce off of and just kind of do my own thing like I originally started the podcast doing. Can be found on Podomatic, iTunes, Google Play, pretty much anywhere. Google Radical Retro Roundup, and believe it or not, it comes up. You can even just Google me, Joseph Koppel. It'll come up, which is awesome. I have a Patreon, so please search Radical Retro Roundup or my name over in Patreon and donate to the show if you can. Once again, thank you, Rob Luther, for donating to the show. I look forward to being able to, with the donations, be able to expand the podcast and make it sound much better. And I'm right now working on a project to basically get the old episodes that I have, add video to them, and then have them up on YouTube, so this way I don't have to have them archived and everything else. They'll be able to be, kind of watched as well as listened to. I felt this was the first episode to lend itself to it, so this may be the first episode that you get that's like that. I haven't completely decided yet, but remember to check out the Retro Junkies. at the RetroJunkies.com. And there was something else. Oh, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, JoeSucks30. And also, jeez, I'm sorry. It just inside baseball, it's like 1:30 in the morning. So I'm a little tired. But yeah, so anyways, that's the podcast. Hit me up, iTunes reviews, subscribe, share it with a friend, tell your friends, come over to the Radical Retro Roundup groups page on Facebook. I'm trying to be more active in there, and you know, obviously the more members we have, the better. And also, I noticed that we're over 200 members strong. I want to say 219 was the last count. Amazing. I couldn't be happier with that number. So keep up the good work. Keep recommending friends. Come on over. And again, let me know if you want something like this done again, because I'm sure I could pull something out and have something good. All right? Have a good one. Stay retro.